The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hey everyone, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are also live on Facebook, so you can see us there. And this is my Nuggets of Wisdom show, which is on the last Wednesday of every month, where I feature something from my book and talk about that and do some energetic shifting around that. And the energetic shifts are available later. If you're listening in the archives or watching, you can find the video on YouTube later and also in the archives. I've got Stella here co-hosting the show with me this morning. She was so excited that she's been running around. It's like radio show morning. So I just wanted to mention that she's here as my co-host, that she sits nicely and is a good little girl. I'm very much in the mood for shifting energy today. Really, really pumped. There's lots and lots of stuff happening right now. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about that before I get into the book. And I am taking calls. So if anyone's in the mood for having something shifted, now is a good time, 1-800-930-2819. So it's been a very, very interesting week for me because I have a lot on my plate. I was part of the Replenishing Life Project still am. That's with Morgan B and Lucianne Shard. And we just had them on the last radio show. We did an interview, and it's just the energy's been building, because also tomorrow night I am going to be opening Illuminate Psychic Fair and more at the Capri Hotel in Kelowna here. And so it's VIP night tomorrow. You can still get, I'm pretty sure you can still get some passes. And if you go to, you can see in my newsletter, if you go to Illuminate Psychic Fair on their Facebook page, you can find out how you can get a discount on those tickets right now. And I will be sharing the stage with the keynote speaker, or opening setting the tone before the keynote speaker, Elizabeth Beads. Elizabeth has been on the radio show a couple of times. And she is an amazing, amazing speaker and really, really inspiring. She actually is the one that really inspired me to start doing more of these videos, because I kind of liked it when I was just on the radio and I could be in my jammies. Now it's a little bit more challenging. It's more fun because it is more challenging. So Illuminate Psychic Fair will begin tomorrow. Night at 6:30, I'll be giving a 45-minute talk, and then Elizabeth will be sharing her wisdom. And I think that ends around 10 o'clock at night. And then Friday, we have the fair again in the evening. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it's all day from 10 to 5. And there's amazing speakers throughout the day on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe not Friday, don't quote me on that. And over 55 booths with amazing products, amazing people. So I'm really stoked. I really, really enjoy starting off my new year this way. And, you know, we are in the new year, in the Chinese new year of the rat now. And I love it because this energy with all the astrological effects, I mean, it's very challenging. But we all know from my Life Sparks book that challenges are just opportunities that are in disguise. And so we, you know, challenges can be really challenging, and that, you know, we can have a lot of discomfort from them. And that discomfort is something that a lot of people want to avoid. And so then if you avoid the discomfort and pretend it's not happening, what happens is you end up suppressing it. And suppression can cause a lot of problems. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today, because part of my opening talk for Illuminate is about how I'm setting an affirmation of success, which is for everybody at the fair to have very highly tuned psychic ability and be able to find exactly what they're looking for, even if they don't know what it is at the psychic fair. That's kind of how psychic fairs are. So a lot of people, are looking for like a perfection in themselves and others. And that's sort of like a form of control, self-control. And so that in some ways, having to be perfect all the time is most definitely kind of like a form of suppression. Because if we are expected to be perfect all the time, sorry, I've got a little bit of cat fuzz on my nose. If we do not allow ourselves to step out and be imperfect once in a while, how are we going to stretch our limits? And so a lot of people will actually suppress discomfort because they would prefer just to ignore it and pretend that everything is normal. Nothing's out of the ordinary here. And we have so many astrological effects right now that are affecting people in a very huge way. We have the solar eclipse, and then we had the lunar eclipse a couple weeks later. And then we had on Chinese New Year, the new moon in Aquarius. And it's really interesting because Aquarius energy, a lot of people, you know, from the hippie days, you know, when the song The Age of Aquarius came out, I won't torture you by singing it for you. when that song came out, it kind of gave the impression that it's all like fluffy and light and long hair for men and, you know, and women, I guess. And so, you know, give me a head of hair. So, but the fact is that Aquarius energy is really of the air. It's very mindful and very intellectual. And it's kind of like about being able to experiment with what's going on in society. And, you know, the new moon on the Chinese New Year, which was on the 25th, is was in the moon went into Aquarius. So this is really, really strong power to right now allow ourselves to, you know, kind of let go of the old story and move into the new. So we do have a caller who's waiting. I'm just going to get into what I want to say about the book a little bit before we take the call. And we'll do that after the break. So I'm just going to read you a little bit about what I wrote in my book about suppression. And so suppression is actually on page 192 is where it starts in my book. And so suppression, often people will be amazed when they become neutral and realize that the cause of their discomfort and pain is far from what they thought it was. The body and soul have many imprints from diverse vectors throughout space-time, which present as weaknesses on the psychological, psychic, and physical levels. As these weaknesses are peeled away, the authentic self emerges for all of us to witness. So many people find it challenging to face these experiences and therefore shy away from them. Instead, they suppress and hold them in the hard drive of their central nervous system. This causes limitations in every aspect of life and often leads to physical pain. So the nugget of wisdom from the vector today is suppression and forgetting are very dangerous activities. Many of us have been told to forgive and forget. Forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself. Choosing forgetfulness is rarely productive. So we are going to be taking a short intermission here. And when we come back, I'm going to take this caller. And then we'll talk a little bit about more about suppression in between. And so this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are also live on Facebook and we'll be on YouTube later in the archives and in the archives of transformationtalkradio.com and transformationtalkradio.fm. And so you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're also live on Facebook. And today we're talking about suppression. We have a couple callers that are patiently waiting. I'm just going to talk just a little teeny bit about suppression, and then we're going to take the first call. I just wanted to say that, you know, suppression is kind of something when things go out of order. That's when people have a tendency to really suppress things, as I was saying earlier. But the funny thing about that is that there is a specific order to the lack of order in suppression. So it's easy to understand the stages of suppression if you can compare it to a car accident or a traffic jam. So first, a car, and I'm talking about the physical body here, as well as the mental, emotional bodies and spiritual. Well, it's coming up everything. Suppression can happen on many levels, but I'm talking right now specifically about what happens in the physical body when people suppress things that are bothering them. That, you know, it can be physical pain that's bothering them, but it can also be emotional or psychological, or have other issues wrapped around it. And so if you compare it to a traffic jam, you know, first a car stalls and blocks one lane of traffic. And then next, the congestion causes the traffic to back up. And then people start searching for alternative routes. The body will also do this. If there's a blockage and congestion, or if there's a congestion, there will be, the body will try to do its best to find another route. And then the confusion may cause an accident, which blocks another lane and leads to people becoming impatient. And some of you may be familiar with that space. I've been there. And they start blowing their horns and inflaming the situation. And so the energy around the traffic jam becomes more and more acidic. And as people become more and more angry and frustrated, because now they need to make alternative arrangements to compensate for arriving late at work or picking their children up from the daycare, etc. So in a similar way, the process of suppression can be trapped in specific parts of the body, which I'll get into later if we have time. As I said, I love to focus on the people that do call in. I'm in the mood for shifting some energy. 1-800-930-2819. Zach, can we please take the first caller?
Yes, we have Margaret from Alberta. You are live on The Truth is Funny.
Hello.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
You called in last week, did you not? Was it last
week?
Yes,
I did.
Yes, you did. Okay.
And yeah, I did.
And so it's addictive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I was going to bring the topic I'm going to be talking about today. I was going to bring it up last week, but now I really need to bring it up.
Okay.
And so your analogy with traffic jam is excellent for it.
Okay, so I'm just going to fill in the other people in the audience here in case you weren't listening to the show last week. But Margaret called in because she was given like a very big opportunity, and it's to a speaking engagement, but she's never at a conference, which she hadn't done before. And we got her kind of calmed down. We had Lucy Ann Shard and Morgan B on the show from the Replenishing Life Project. Now I remember. And so now since then, what you're saying is some shift happened.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so
well, actually, well, last week I was calling about the conference, and right now that doesn't even bother me. It's okay. Going to happen. I'm excited and all is good. But
that's good to hear.
For today, I have two daughters getting married. Mm-hmm. And they're getting married 3 weeks apart this summer. And the conflict between them. And I feel that there might be a bit of karma maybe there, as mm-hmm. because I've got five sisters. Two of us got married within 3 months. Mm-hmm. And then another two got married within 3 months. And now I've got two daughters getting married within 3 weeks.
Wow. You want to talk about, you know, I can tell you exactly like, okay, so what's coming up is not the situation so much that's bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's never what you think it is, right?
No. It's, and the situation, you know what, it is what it is. And I'm, okay, let's
do it. You're not overwhelmed by having two weddings in 3 weeks. You've got
no.
this. Like, so that's not, so we want to make that really clear up front here that you're strong to it. Like you'll handle it. Having said that, there's definitely so especially just the way you said it. Now say that again. You got married.
Yeah. So I got married and I was engaged, and then one of my older sisters got married before I did.
Okay.
And then a couple years later, that happened with my other two sisters.
Okay, so and it's kind of like every 3 years somebody gets married?
Pardon me?
Every 3 years almost someone was getting married?
No, with my sister and I, it was 3 months. And then it was 2 years later that another two got married.
And they got married how far apart?
3 months.
Now your daughters sped it up. Now your daughters have sped it up to 3 weeks. So on a scale of 0 to 10, I'm getting what's bothering you is that you know there's some karma that needs to be cleared here.
Well, it's the conflict between my daughters that is the reason. So the younger one was engaged first, but the older one wanted to be married before her.
Okay.
and that's causing the issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is, there's several things coming up here, but I love to get a baseline from people before I, so on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being neutral, where are you? On that scale.
It depends on what you're asking me to be.
The thought about your daughters being in conflict with each other.
In conflict? That's probably about an 8.
Okay. So that's what's really bothering you. But underneath that, there is another issue, which is history repeating itself.
Yes.
And so this is coming up, the need to suffer, the need to struggle, the need to repeat, recycle, renew. And of course, marriage brings up some major issues for a lot of people. And so, the marriage is a contract. And quite often in the old days, women were sold. And it still is common for people to still have arranged marriage in many cultures. And so, and the competition between sisters has always been there. It kind of reminds me, the energy feels a little bit like if you ever saw that movie Mean Girls.
Yes.
Yeah. And so when people choose to be mean to other people, or they enjoy when they see other people sort of being taken down a peg or two. Some people, that really feels good for them to observe that in others.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of the conflict, it's just coming up. A lot of people, first, I want to just strengthen your two daughters to each other. Lots of conflict with them.
I try to do that all the time.
Yeah, but you use the word try. and good luck with that, because you're not neutral for one thing. You have to be.
That's why I'm calling you.
Yes, good idea. I don't care if they go out on the street in their wedding dresses and punch the shift out of each other and embarrass you and the whole, both wedding parties and their grooms.
Yeah.
So, if that's how they want to behave on their wedding days, then that's kind of interesting to me. Looks like someone's spoiling for a fight. And so when people get into this kind of energy, this sibling rivalry, quite often it's just because it's normal. It's common. It's very common. And so
I've got 5 sisters. Yes.
Yeah. So you understand the concept.
Yes.
And so normal, it's normal, but it's abusive and traumatic. And it's it's people accept it as normal, but really the word that comes up is it's really very sad that two women, and I'm assuming they're grown women, you're not letting them get married at 13, are you?
No.
So two grown women choosing to argue over what is supposed to be the most beautiful day of their lives and focus on that instead of focusing on the marriage. And this quite often is a major issue for many people, is they put way more effort into the wedding than they do into the marriage. And so we're about to go to a short intermission here. Zach, can we just skip it?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're just going to skip it because I'm on a roll here because there's a lot coming in here. And it's really interesting energy, I'm telling you. So, you know, the sibling rivalry thing is, you know, if they were to take a look back and observe themselves as if they were in the Mean Girls movie, they would notice that they're actually not that happy within themselves. Or there would be no question as to whether or not what they, you know, where they were putting their energy in and focusing on, which, you know, on your, as you're approaching your wedding day and you're promising to stay with that person for the rest of your life, no matter what.
I see that suddenly, more with one of them than the other.
And suddenly, you know, everything that was cute about your partner when you didn't see them every day, all day long, and you didn't commit to living with them for the rest of your life and never, ever having sexual relationship with anyone else but them. This is a huge decision that people are making when they make that decision. So, you know, it's not a small decision. It's going to direct the place where their life goes. So what I want to strengthen them to is to being able, this is perfect. This is such an example of suppression. Because
I know.
Yeah. It's just like,
that's why I waited till this week to call.
So, well, we had to get you prepared for it to really start getting more neutral to it. Because if that's how they want to carry themselves, then that's how they're going to carry themselves. And I'm not judging them on it, because many people get kind of caught up in the whole wedding thing. And, you know, and a lot of the stuff that happened is children comes up. But what clued me in right away is when you said, you know, you went from 3 months and they're at 3 weeks now. So time has sped up. And so quite often, even when someone's suppressing something, it's really interesting. Like, I just love this. You couldn't have been the better caller, although we have other callers that are just as good as you. But for this, to begin this show, this is beautiful. Because not only can, like, when people suppress, how long do you suppose someone can suppress something for? You know, if you were to take a while to get.
With one of them?
No, with anyone, anyone on this planet.
Oh, it could be from past lives and everything, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And so this is what I want to point out is that, you know, when people are having even like really, really amazing things happening, like they're getting married to the man they love and having a beautiful wedding, etc., they still have some unresolved issues. It's coming up past life, it's coming up ancestral. You know, because mothers pass that competition down through the line, you know, and just going to strengthen this, that taking the judgment out of it and just recognizing that when people have a lot on their plate, they tend to behave in ways that are kind of like weak. And so we're just going to strengthen them to be within themselves, to be centered and stable and balanced. But what's interesting that's coming up is you can actually, the question, how long can people suppress something? For eons. And an eon is a very, 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 very long time. So we want to strengthen, like we can actually test energetically, when are they willing to let this this issue in the family go. And you have a lot of people in your family that, well, that have taken my seminars and understand how I, you know, and have had private consultations, etc. And I see this as a beautiful unraveling of the karma between like what your daughters are doing is they're clearing karma, not only for themselves here right now, but also for you and your sisters and for your mothers and their mother and her sisters and then the grandmother. And I can just feel this starting, it's easing in. And the reason I can tell is you can actually energetically test to see how long is someone willing to suffer. And it can be at eons. And then you can get people strong to going down to centuries. And then you can years or decades. Years, months. So you were stuck, you and your sisters were stuck at years of suffering. Mm-hmm. And your daughter, and then you went down to, your mother, it was 3 years of suffering for every wedding. Mm-hmm. And making the man suffer too. By the time the wedding's there, the man wonders why he popped the question. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. But we're taking, you know, so you went, your mother went, and her sisters, she had sisters, did she?
My mom?
Yeah. Nope. Not one sister. Ah, this is so interesting, isn't it? Because
my mom has two brothers that I know of.
Yeah, and this is very interesting because, there's so much karma coming up that's very similar to what happened in my family, which I'll explain in a little bit here. But what's coming up is it went from your mom, this whole thing around weddings, etc. And I'm getting your mom always really wanted a sister.
Yeah.
And that's what's coming up. And so the sister energy is coming in. And so we're just going to strengthen that we're all sisters on some level and strengthen that for your two sisters or for your two daughters. But the interesting thing is you took it down to 3 months with your sisters of suffering and struggle before you were willing to let it go. And now your daughters are willing to let it go in 3 weeks. It's beautiful. And really ugly.
Other daughter, there will be nothing.
Okay. Sometimes nothing is a really good place to be when you're in a fight that you don't want to be in. So we're going to strengthen the daughter with nothing to have everything because she's going to focus on the love in her marriage rather than on the complications of getting married is what's coming up. Just strengthening. Okay. And the other one, just enjoying being, you know, Bridezilla.
Yeah.
It's okay.
She's doing a good job.
Yeah. There we go. So you have two brilliant daughters. So what's your number now?
One.
Yeah.
It's
gone down because you're willing to let this go. And it tested, like, you're willing to let this go before I let you off the call.
Yeah.
And then you figure, maybe I've got 3 minutes left here. And then you're going to be totally neutral. And so thank you for calling in and sharing this with us. And I'm just going to explain a little bit and I'll let you off the phone so that you can hear this and chill out because you're not on the radio anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for shifting me.
Have a great day. You're very welcome. So this is so interesting to me because it just so happens, like, you know, as I said, it's been an interesting week because it's Chinese New Year, the new moon in Aquarius. I'm speaking at Illuminate tomorrow night, opening the event. On the 26th was the anniversary of my mom's passing. And her funeral was actually on the same day that I started, not on the same day, but on February 1st or 2nd. I can't remember right now. It's February 1st, I believe, I started painting the Tales from the Vector. That's the day of my mom's funeral. And the very day that I started painting Tales from the Vector is the very day that my cat Pearl was born. And so really, really interesting energy around that. And you know, that's coming up. And some people would call that coincidence, but I call that synchronicity, because I have a great appreciation for synchronicity, especially now when I get off this radio show. I've got about 2 hours left, and then I'm going to write my newsletter and put her on there for all of you to see. It's just too big to put here. So the other thing that's happening is on the 26th, it was when it was the anniversary of my mom's passing. And last year, like, my mom was an identical twin, got married at a double wedding to brothers. If you want to talk about squeezing that down, Margaret, get it all done in one day with brothers. So it was a double wedding, and my mom and my aunt were very identical. So they, last year I shared a picture of my mom and from when she was younger. And then my Auntie Jan contacted me and said, I think that's Auntie June. I couldn't tell. They were in the wrong frames. So in my last newsletter, I sent out a picture of my mom. The other picture was of my beautiful Auntie June. And so I find it really interesting because, you know, there's lots of karma around this, sharing wedding days and it being contract. Okay, so we're going to just break any contracts for anyone around this. Funny enough, like, my mom always starts hanging around me around this time of year, of course, because it's the anniversary. But especially in the last few years since I started going to the psychic fair. And then all of a sudden, my mom's energy comes in and she'll be like, because all of a sudden it'll just creep up on me and I'll just feel sad. And I'm like, why am I so sad? And then I test it. Well, it's not this, it's not that. Now, oh, it's mom. It's the anniversary of her passing. And she's like, stop, stop. Enough of that. We're going to the psychic fair. My mom likes to go to Illuminate Psychic Fair and hang out there with me because she can get people to listen to her from the other side. I love my mom. She's amazing. Joan Charlotte. So I just wanted to clear that energy and just say how beautiful all of this is. Zach, we have another caller. We have that's been patiently waiting, a couple actually. So let's get to it, please.
Absolutely. Marcus from Atlanta, you are live on The Truth Is Funny.
Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Colette, how are you doing?
Very good, very good. Really, I'm feeling all the energy coming in from like the Replenishing Life Project and the Illuminate Psychic Fair and the radio show, and it's like really strong energy. I just love it. So, you know, thank you for calling in. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, well, I've started 2020 with some pain and discomfort.
I can hear the pain and discomfort in your throat.
Yeah. It started in my ears, the ringing and the ear aches, and then it went into my throat.
Okay.
And yeah, sometimes like late at night, I can't swallow. It's hard to swallow at night.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like this really, really hurts, and 0 being it doesn't hurt that much, it just bothers me. Where are you?
Oh, I would say maybe like a 7.
Okay. So what's coming up, it started off with ringing in your ears?
Yes. It started with, well, what happens, I use headphones a lot. So I'm thinking maybe the headphones did something to my ears and it drains into my throat. I don't know.
No, no. Okay,
out,
so
it just started.
This is a pure example of it's not what you think it is. You're not neutral here. So there's two things that just came up there. What do you remember what day it was that this started, like the date?
I can't remember the exact date. I know it was like the second week of this month, like
January. Okay. So yes. what's coming up is on some level you became very weak to ringing in the new year in the same old way.
Okay.
Is what's coming up. So it's kind of like being in the same drudgery on the phone is bringing out the ringing in the ears. Is it both ears?
Yes, it's both ears.
Okay, so at least it's nice and even. You don't want to listen or hear from men or women right now. And so that's what's coming up, is that it's kind of like you don't want to hear from people. And you didn't want to ring in the new year with this. And the discomfort of that has brought, like, it's like your throat chakra is really tight right now. And it's also coming, and this is going to sound a little bit weird, but from your reproductive system. And that would be, you know, testicles and ovaries are very intimately connected. I don't want to freak you out, but it's coming more from ovaries, from past life experiences, from eustachian tubes, and also the tubes that allow the sperm from the testicles. And so we're just going to strengthen all of those issues in the reproductive system. It's kind of like sitting there and not producing what you want to produce in the new year. So the good news is that, you know, we just had another new year, Chinese New Year on the 25th, which is the one I like to go by. So you're not, it's coming up that you're running out of time. So, you know, that's kind of funny, because we do need to go to a break right now. But if you hang on, through the break, I would be happy to come back and check in with you again and just see if you've shifted. Can you just quickly give us a number? Is it the same or is it different now?
I would say different, maybe like a four.
Yeah, we can hear it in your voice. Your voice is a lot more heartfelt, okay? So this is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we are live on Facebook. I am shifting energy around suppression. This is a perfect example. When people suppress what they really want to say, quite often it makes them sore and angry, and they get a sore throat. And so we're going to come back after this short break, and we're going to continue to shift this for Marcus from Atlanta. We'll be right back right away to make some shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook. This will be in the archives later and also on YouTube. And just before the intermission here, we were working with Marcus from Atlanta. I'm going to get to you in a minute, Marcus. I just wanted to mention that I also have posted my seminars for the year. I'm actually only doing 4 seminars this year. I'm doing Baby Steps, which is just a 3.5 hour on March 8th. And then on May 9th, again, I'll be doing another Baby Steps. That's where I actually show people the basics of what I do and how I do it. And it's 3.5 hours of energetic shifting. If you book it for the early bird, it's only $99 a person. So that will be in Kelowna here. And then I also have a layer 1 call to dance in June and a layer 2 call to dance in September. So you can go to my website at thetruthisfunny.com and you can even purchase a bundle and save more money by coming to one of the baby steps and the layer 1 and layer 2 for a much reduced price. And so check that out at thetruthisfunny.com. You can also find me on social media at thetruthisfunny on Facebook, etc. And so I just wanted to get back to you now, Marcus.
Marcus in Atlanta.
Yes.
There, Marcus. Now, really interesting energy coming up here. I was just saying to my producer, Zach, that, if I wrote a book about the synchronicities, no one would believe me. It's a joke. So, when I just want to touch base here with you again and just see, you were at a 4 from a 7. And how is your throat right now?
Well, yeah, it's feeling much better. I would say maybe a 3 or 2.
Okay.
Much better.
It's very interesting because you were holding a lot of anger in your throat. And so it's kind of like, I had another client once that was like this, and I told her, go out and scream as loud as you can in a field somewhere where people aren't going to pick you up for being crazy and allow yourself to get that anger out and to allow yourself to really express yourself fully. And one of the ways I was just strengthening this is just drop your mouth and allow yourself yawning. Just strengthening you to that, just being able to yawn. And that's a form of clearing energy, and it's really good for clearing the throat. And so we're just going to strengthen that, you can yawn. And also, just as if you are in an airplane and you're flying and the pressure is getting really, really high, you want to, I got my scuba diving a ticket when I was in Australia. And, there's ways of clearing the eustachian tubes when you're diving or when you're on the plane. And so, just being able to pop your jaw a little bit like that, it helps to clear that energy. So we're going to push that energy down, but it was coming up non-physical was the root cause, was not physical. So just one more time checking in with you. What number are you at now?
I mean, it feels much better, 1 or 0.
Yeah, there we go.
Much better.
Yeah, there we go. So we're clearing the issues so that you can clear your throat. Thank you for calling in. And let us know
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to connect with you, Marcus.
Same here. Thank you, Colette. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Zach, we have time for another caller here.
Yeah, let's get Marie from France. You're live on The Truth is Funny.
Bonjour.
Hi, Colette. Long time no speak.
Yes. So how are you doing, Marie?
Good. I have a more full life now. Yes, I'm phoning because, well, another layer of the onion. I've had kind of strange memory lapses. Mm-hmm. For example, I'll watch my boyfriend brushing his teeth, and then 5 minutes later, I'll ask him, "Oh, did you brush your teeth?" I don't know what's going on. Am I too stressed? And then there's also so indecision. For example, I have an interview lined up for tomorrow, but I'm thinking, do I want to go or just not bother? So on. Yeah.
Okay. So this, what you're describing, like, let's just first get a baseline from you. 0 to 10, 10 being, you know, this is really worrying me, and 0 being, you know, it's all right.
I'm all over the place. There's like 8, 6, and 2.
Yeah, because there's a lot of factors coming in here. It's not just one thing that's causing you to be scattered. For one thing, your desire to be pregnant. Yep. You know, you're behaving like a pregnant woman is what's coming up.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, when I was pregnant, I'd put the milk in the cupboard and the the spices in the fridge. And yeah. And so it's this desire to create and give birth that's causing you and to be pregnant, actually to want to be pregnant. And so you're behaving like a pregnant woman.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely nesting also.
Okay. So that doesn't necessarily mean that you're pregnant yet, but you
are
pregnant.
No, I understand that, but yeah. I'm in well in that mode.
Yes, the nesting. So we're just going to strengthen, you know, so when you get in touch with it, what number are you at now when you realize, oh, it could just be something that simple. I'm not really going crazy.
Yeah, that's reassuring. Okay, then a 6 keeps popping up.
Okay, so the 6, it's kind of for you. It's kind of coming up that your sixth sense. Okay, and so what? Okay. But what? You know, it's kind of having this sixth sense and what I'm getting right now, and this is actually coming up that you're picking up that there's other weaknesses here and you just can't nail them. And so I'll do that for you. Okay. There's 6 issues that are bothering you right now. And okay. So we're just going to put them into order here for you. You know, so you're not suppressing them. You know, if you we're able to listen to the beginning. When I'm talking about mm-hmm. suppression, that, you know, it's like a traffic jam. And so you can liken that to an emotional as well as a physical traffic jam. Do you understand what I'm saying? So someone who's got a lot going on could be in this position. I just want to check with Zach. How much time do we have left?
We have about 2 minutes left.
That's what I figured. Time really is flying this morning for me. So I'm just going to strengthen you to that, recognizing that these 6 things that are really bothering you are now in the correct order.
Okay.
It's not that, it's kind of like this is coming up. There's a lot of astrological influences too that are affecting your desire to really sort of observe yourself before. You don't want to go out there weak is what's coming up. So we're going to strengthen that. If you're going to do an interview, you're going to get yourself strong to doing it strong. Yeah. And if you can't get strong to that, and right now you're at about 82%, so you're way above where you were. Let me just get you strong to 100% infinite potential that even... Just because other people get stressed out because they've got so much on their plate and they go into overwhelm doesn't mean that you have to do that too.
Right.
Okay. Good. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you incredibly much as always. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. So, you know, radio time does fly. And I had so much fun on this show today. I just love doing this. And I want to thank Dr. Pat and her team for all the good work that they do and for providing all of us with this wonderful opportunity to be able to connect in this way. And also Dr. Pat, synchronicity is about 2, maybe 4 hours away. I'm writing out my newsletter to send to Kim so she can get started on it. And then I'm going to send her the picture. I'm so pumped. Thank you. Thank you for inspiring me. Thank you, Zach, for producing the show. And of course, to those of you listening out there, thank you for showing up and calling in and being brave enough to do so. We'll be back next week on The Truth is Funny, and I will be sharing tales from the vector. So I'll be choosing cards and doing 3-card consultations for people. Bye for now. See you next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.